Blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will learn to trust in Him. He will save me from my sin. Shall I proclaim Him the Lord of all? The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, that we greet you and welcome you to His house. We thank you for being here this morning, and we know that the Lord will bless each of you according to your needs. We want to thank the Tandy Quartet for being with us today. They're minus one. We hope Tammy is not feeling too bad today. It's been good to just sit here for a few minutes and enjoy Brother Ed's wonderful music and sit in peace and calmness and quiet. You know, sometimes, no matter how much preparation you've made prior to coming here, things can happen that are distractive. And so it's good to come into the house of the Lord, come into the sanctuary, hear beautiful music, and just have some time to spiritually relax and invite His Spirit to come in and be in our midst. How many of you this morning know that God loves you? Very good. If you don't know that and need some help finding out, contact any of the priesthood in the branch, and they would be glad to help you and provide ministry as you may have need. Our scripture setting for a call to worship this morning is from section 105 of the Doctrine and Covenants, and it's verse 13. Verily I say unto you, behold, how great is your calling. Cleanse your hearts and your garments, lest the blood of this generation be required at your hands. Be faithful until I come. For I come quickly, and my reward is with me to recompense every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. Amen. And with that scripture in mind, let's turn now to a Latter-day Saint favorite hymn, number 92, Redeemer of Israel. Thank you.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet together, and we pray that you will bless our brother Jim in bringing that which you have prepared him for. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just a couple of thoughts as we prepare to give an offering. I think sometimes that we are often caught in moments of habit. We know that we are commanded to make an offering to our Father. And yet I want you to make that a secondary issue this morning as you prepare to give. We know that we are reminded that all that we have is a gift of our Heavenly Father. I would like to approach our giving this morning as a gift that we would present to our Savior. How would we respond if our Savior was in our midst and needed a gift of us and was surrounded by others that needed a gift of us and reminded us of the many in this world that have never been given the good news that there is a Christ that is the Son of their Creator, that has given and sacrificed of his life that they might have salvation. May we think of giving our gifts out of love for our fellow creation and out of love for the Christ that has sacrificed for us, that even as times might be difficult in the environment we live in, and that while our resources may be limited, we are so fortunate that we need, and I hope have a desire, to share those gifts that others might have the knowledge of the gospel, that I might have the gift of potential peace, the gift of knowledge of a love that comes only from our Heavenly Father. Our gracious Father, in the name of the Jesus Christ that thou hast given us as a Savior and as a leader, as a brother, I would pray that those gifts we give today might be magnified in thy sight, that we might have a knowledge that we love thee and that thou lovest us, and because of that love, and because of that knowledge, we might seek to be cleansed, that we might give you clean gifts that could be used in the building up of thy church and the restoration of Zion in the coming days. And I would pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
For the scripture reading that I have selected this morning, it comes from 2 Nephi 6, 98, beginning. Behold, my soul abhors sin, and my heart delights in righteousness, and I will praise the holy name of my God. Come, my brethren, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters, and he that has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore, do not spend money on that which is of no worth, nor your labor for that which cannot satisfy. Hearken diligently to me and remember the words which I have spoken. Come to the Holy One of Israel and feast upon that which perishes not, neither can be corrupted, and let your soul delight in fatness. Behold, my beloved brethren, remember the words of your God. Pray to him continually by day, and give thanks to his holy name by night. Let your hearts rejoice, and behold how great the covenants of the Lord, and how great his condescension to the children of men. Because of his greatness and his grace and his mercy, he has promised us that our seed shall not utterly be destroyed according to the flesh, but that he would preserve them, and in future generations they shall become a righteous branch to the house of Israel. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading.
Lord of all lords, you will be.
You are King of creation and King of my life, King of the land and the sea. You were King of the heavens before there was time, and King of all kings you will be. We bow down and we crown you the King. We bow down and we crown you the King. We bow down and we crown you the King. King of all kings you will be. King of all kings you will be.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I stand before you this morning as a humble man who has learned to trust in God, that He would be my guide this morning. The Lord has placed some things on my heart. It's those times when you get those phone calls and you're asked to give a sermon at short notice that you really learn to trust in the Lord. When Brother Jim called me and asked me to do this, I paused because I like to have time to prepare. But then I remembered what the Lord has shared with us here at Waldo the last couple of weeks. If you remember, Brother Royal Roden shared, Brother Richard Neal shared. And if you remember the message that was given to us here at Waldo, that this is the time to stand up. So here I stand before you this morning. And so a question that came to my mind as I prepared for this message was, are you tired and are you exhausted? And if the answer to that question is yes, then I pray that what you receive this morning is hope. I pray that you receive that strength that you need, that you might fulfill that calling that you have been called to do. And something that's been on my heart for quite a while is the condition of the church, where we are at, and how did we get here. And Brother Royal and Brother Richard Neal shared some words with us in regards to the condition that we are in today. And Brother Richard was very specific about how we are not unified, that we are not one. And he spoke to us about how we can do that, though. What it is that we need to do to become one. And so in the time that I studied and prepared for this message this morning, I was taken back to the book of Alma. But I'd like to ask you a question. And you don't have to raise your hand. But are you satisfied with the condition of the church today? Are you satisfied and are you content with where you are at today? Are you satisfied and are you content with what we have done, not with our church, because this is not our church, but this is the Lord's church, with what we have done with the Lord's church and what we're doing? Just out of curiosity, how many of us were here for Brother Royal and Brother Richard Neal's message? Okay. Excellent. And so, I would like to express some things to you this morning that I hope that will have some meaning to you in this journey that we are on together. Because we are not in this journey alone, but we are in this journey together with the Lord. As we look to the scriptures for guidance in our individual lives and collectively as a branch, as a church, we can see, at least I have seen, the parallel between the church in Alma's day, and we can see the church under Alma the youngster's direction, that it was likewise benefited by the people of the unshaken faith in the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we face many hard challenges in our lives today, we can read how the church endured a number of extreme challenges in their day. What are some of the challenges that they had in their day that we can see today? Back in Alma's day, there were priestcrafts that deluded many of the Nephites, those false doctrines of Nehor, who persisted among the people of his followers and then reappeared in Amalekai, who wanted to be the king. He and his people rebelled against the Nephites' government and started a civil war, which quickly expanded to involve the Lamanites. And the Nephites' victory was gained at a great cost by the Nephites. The contention and the division as a result of this war caused the Nephites to examine their own spiritual condition. Are we in that state today that we are now examining the spiritual condition that we are in today? If we're not, do you think we need to be? They reasoned together that because of their wickedness, they believed that God permitted this to happen to them, and they as a people, because of this, were awakened to the remembrance of their duty, and they began to establish the church more fully. They began to live in their covenants, and people were being baptized, and God blessed the land with peace. The people returned to their work. Remember the message from Brother Royal and Brother Richard. And the people returned to their work. So how did the faithful remain so steady? What were the keys to their endurance in all the challenges that they faced? We face similar challenges today. What is it that's causing separation among us? What is it that's causing division among us? Why can't we become a people of one heart and one mind? What keeps us from doing this? For many people, people that I've talked to, some people have lost hope. Some people would rather not deal with the politics. Some people believe that we just can't get along. I like to believe that God is a God of miracles, and that when we put our problems and our concerns into God's hands, that He shall be the one to work that mighty work. But what was some of their keys back in Alma's day? One, it was their love for God's word. Do we have that same love, that we want to share that love of God's word with His people? I like to think we do. They came together often to be taught the scriptures. Do we have that desire to come together often to be taught? Or are there distractions that is keeping us from doing this? Only you can decide what those distractions are for you. I can't tell you what they are. If your distraction is TV, sports, drama shows, whatever, I don't speak to you, I speak to myself as well. But we need to be taught. We need to be obedient. And so are we willing to not allow things to separate us? You know, the church members, they bore the word of God in their everyday life. It became a part of who they are. Can your co-workers, can your friends at school, can they say that you are the same person there that you are here at church? Or do we wear masks sometimes? It's not easy living in the world. I appreciate that. But I know that the adversary is hard at work. Do you recognize that? Do you recognize that the adversary is hard at work? He's working harder now than he's ever worked in his whole existence, because he knows the time is short. The ministers back in the days of Alma, I like this one, the ministers was not any better than the members of the church. Before we were priesthood members, those of us who are in the priesthood, we were members of the church. We were members first. So we work together as one. The other keys are, they were a compassionate and generous people. In Alma, those who remained faithful lived in hope of the coming of Jesus Christ. Do we not live in hope today that Christ is coming back? Is that not our hope? I like to think that it is our hope, and that we do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that He rose from the dead, and that He lives today, and that He returns. They obeyed the commandments and suffered for the sake of Christ because they believed in the prophecy, and they were looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting? It is exciting. They believed that Jesus would finish the work to break the bands of death. Are we not in the same state? Do we not look forward to Christ coming? Do we not believe this? Do we not believe that Christ is the reason to endure? And to endure all things that this cruel world has put on us. This is not a pleasant world. This is not a pleasant time to live in. There are so many wars and so many destructions that are happening that I don't need to tell you, because I know. You are all aware of the state that the world is in. But Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, he is the reason to share. He is the reason to share the gospel, to share love, joy, peace. There will come times when we will need to share our shelter, our food, and all of our resources that we have. And we need to be looking forward. It is time for us to rise up as a people who are believers in Christ, who are believers in this gospel, and share that which we have, which is the gifts and the talents that each of you possess. We must become doers of this gospel. Yesterday is gone. It is time to look forward. The time is now. There are some ways to make changes, but it takes all of us together to make that change to happen. We must be the doers. We have had the Lord speak to us here at Waldo several times. Do you recall? Or have you forgotten? Brothers and sisters, we must learn to become obedient. We know that Satan is seeking to destroy God's plan. And God has called you to rise up. God has called you to claim that which is yours, which is God's. He has called you to do this. He calls you to claim your family. He calls you to claim your neighborhood, your community, all in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you do that, and when you are convicted, those things that separate you from your Heavenly Father, you watch. They slowly go away, because you are actively participating in the building up of the kingdom, and you are becoming the doers of the gospel. Brother Royal shared about what it is that we are doing, if you remember the message. Specifically, Brother Royal shared that we have talents and we have gifts, and how we need to be using those talents and gifts. There are people who are hurting, people who are in distress. There are families that are being divided. There is hurt. And we sometimes walk by, even those that we know, and we don't even recognize it. And Brother Royal shared how important it was. He emphasized how important it is that we use those gifts, brothers and sisters, because when we hide them and when we do not use them, there are blessings that are being missed out. by those who are in need, and that reflects us as individuals. Brother Royal shared that we must be seeking ways to become those servants that the Lord has called us to be. And so, again, it is for you to look at yourselves and to decide what kind of servant you are for the Lord in this work. I am reminded of our condition, of the pain and the suffering that is all around us. And of the families that are hurt and brokenhearted. Brother Richard Neal shared about the love. And that is that is the important key to this unity and coming together. It is the love. And do we share that love of God with our fellow brothers and sisters? He said, we must put down our weapons. I don't know if you remember that or not. He said, we must put down our weapons. And some people think, well, weapons are guns and things that can do bodily harm, but that's not what Brother Richard was sharing. What he was sharing was, we must put down those weapons that is causing the division, that is causing the separation between ourselves and our brothers and sisters. And as we think about those kinds of weapons, again, we must do another self-analyzing here and see what are your weapons that you have, as well as myself. I have done that. And some of those weapons that I have seen is pride, greed, control, stubbornness, selfishness, guilt, deception, lies. Those are just to list a few. And what must we do? We must have the love of God in our hearts. We must learn to come and repent. And we must learn to follow the two great commandments, so that we can share that there is hope to everyone and that attitudes can change. And we can begin to change this, brothers and sisters, and we can begin to reach out to one another, and we can have unity. So many times we look at the letter of the law. I don't like to think that the letter of the law supersedes the spiritual. I like to see that they work hand in hand, that they go together. I believe that we have put ourselves in spiritual bondage because of these weapons. Individually and collectively, when we follow the world's way and we follow man's way, it becomes difficult for us to be the people that we have been called to be. And that spiritual bondage is something that we must break from. And taken from the Book of Mormon, chapter 4, beginning at verse 37. It shall come in a day when there shall be heard of fires and tempests and vapors of smoke in the foreign lands. And there shall also be heard of wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in divers places. It shall come in a day when there shall be great pollution upon the face of the earth. There shall be murders and robbing and lyings and deceivings and whoredoms and all manner of abominations. When there shall be many who will say, do this or do that, and it matters not, for the day of the Lord will uphold such at the last day. But woe to such, for they are in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. And that is the spiritual bondage that we have put ourselves into. So how do we get out of this bondage when our faith weakens? Because our faith does weaken when we put ourselves in spiritual bondage, because we become so engulfed into the worldly things. We must come together in humbleness and humility. We must seek repentance. And when we are a repentant people, we can come to forgive those who we have aught with. When this is done in love, even as Brother Richard Neal has shared, then we show through our actions that we are truly seeking to build the kingdom of God. And we are doing it in love. And we are teaching the doctrine of the kingdom, and the Lord is working with us in a mighty way. So what is our purpose? What is our purpose? Doctrine and Covenants 85:21. Also I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall continue in prayer and fasting from this time forth. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall teach one another the doctrines of the kingdom. Teach ye diligently, and my grace shall attend you, that you may be instructed more perfectly in theory, in principle, in doctrine, in the law of the gospel, in all things that pertain unto the kingdom of God, that is expedient unto you. This is what we must be doing. We must be coming together. And behold, and lo, this is an example unto you and all those who were ordained unto this priesthood, whose mission is appointed unto them to go forth. And this is the example unto them, that they shall speak as they are moved upon by the Holy Ghost, and whatsoever they shall speak when moved upon by the Holy Ghost shall be scripture, shall be the will of the Lord, shall be the mind of the Lord, shall be the word of the Lord, shall be the voice of the Lord, and the power of God unto salvation. Behold, this is the promise of the Lord unto you, O ye my servants. Wherefore, be of good cheer, and do not fear, for I, the Lord, am with you, and will stand by you. And ye shall bear record of me, even Jesus Christ, that I am the Son of the living God, that I was, I am, and I am to come. How can we better ourselves as a people? I believe that we can better ourselves by taking a closer look at different things that are of us, such as what I had read in section 4. Also, other actions, such as prayer and fasting, will better equip us for these requirements. In Doctrine and Covenants section 4, it says, "Now behold, a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of men. Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at that last day. Therefore, if ye have desires to serve God, ye are called to the work, for behold, the field is white already to harvest, becoming doers of the word. And lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store, that he perish not, but bringeth salvation to his soul. And faith, hope, charity, and love, with an eye single to the glory of God, qualifies him for this work. Remember, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, godliness, charity, humility, and diligence. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open unto you." Are you asking? And are you knocking? Because brothers and sisters, the Lord is standing and he is waiting for us as a people to rise up. We must remove those things that are in our lives and clear a path. We are challenged to run the race. Brother Robert Thompson stood up here and he shared that one Sunday evening during the summer series. We are running the race, for the victory is in Jesus Christ. Do we not want to run the race? Do you not want the prize? Do you not want the victory in Jesus? When we can bring our faith up to a level that we are walking with our Lord and Savior every day in all that we do, and we can seek to build the kingdom of God in our everyday life, oh, what a wonderful and marvelous thing that would be. We must rejoice in knowing that we are right with God when we all meet Him, and together as believers, we can stand clean before the Lord. Can you stand clean before the Lord today? You know, God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the adversary can try to divert God's plan. He can try to destroy that which God has already planned. But he will not succeed, and he shall not win. Do you seek today to be the best servant that you can be for God? Do you seek that in your heart? Do you seek today to be the doer of the word? Do you seek to use your talents and your gifts for the purpose of building up the kingdom of God? And I ask you, if you don't, why not? And why not now? Why not today? Why not start doing that today? Why not go after that prize, that eternal salvation? One of my favorite quotes by Arthur Oakmoon, I think you've heard it before, is that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of God because it is a kingdom of love. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn to love one another. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave us the greatest gift of all. And are we that selfish? Are we that consumed in our own lives that we don't recognize that today? I shared something with the saints on a Wednesday night prayer service last month sometime. And I'd like to share it this morning with you. So those of you who have heard this before, bear with me. But I think if you hear it again, it will have some meaning for you this morning. This was a message that was given by Patriarch Brother Vern Darling at a reunion this summer. And it was a blessing, a prayer that he shared with the saints. And it reads as follows. Father, help us this morning that we might understand the callings that you have given us, that I might be able to speak today the words that you might give to them. The Lord of heaven looks down upon you and smiles. He sees the anticipation which you have as you go into the world from this place. And this is not an end, but it is a beginning of a life which you want to live for him. You should take that challenge seriously and do not let it waste away in the everyday living of your lives, but renew it day by day that it might guide you in your actions with others, especially in your conduct with your children, that they can see in your steadiness that is needed and the strength and perseverance that comes from knowing and practicing those things in your homes which will bring you close to them. So what your primary responsibility is to give these little children a sense of self-worth and not take it away from them, but that the children will know just how much they mean to me by the ways in which you love them. Do not hesitate to show them every day that you love them, and even in the days when they are taller than you, make sure they know before they leave their home that they are loved. Many are anxious about the relationships of the restoration movement. If you make this a center of your concern, then the life of your own group will grow and give you a vision of what is in my heart. I have spoken to you about harmony and unity, but you have not learned to use this and to be unified. Let the others know that you love them, and it is on my heart that you worship, and your fellowship is diminished when we are not together and when we are not one. So I invite you to let the Lord be such a great part of your home and your life. Let the arguments cease and dissension, and your companions, your wives and your husbands, renew that relationship. And to those who have lost their companions, they are in my care, and so are you. I see your pain. I feel the urge that you feel, that you would find your rest and peace and love in me. May God add his blessings to your life as you seek to be his servants and his people. Amen. Thank you.
We have had, particularly over the last 3 weeks, comments made by different ones that should make an effect, have a difference in our lives. But the question is, has it? Have we taken any stronger stand since Brother Roden was here 2 weeks ago? Have we loved any more since Brother Neal was here last Sunday? What will we do in this next week now that we've heard the comments from Brother Jim? You know, the door to the kingdom is open to us, but we have to go in. We have to do what hymn 411 says, let us shake off the coals from our garments and arise in the strength of the Lord. Let us break off the yoke of our bondage and be free in the joy of the word. Section 65 is very short, and I'd encourage you to read it when you get home. It talks about the kingdom of God and the coming. Just to read one verse, it says, wherefore may the kingdom of God go forth, that the kingdom of heaven may come, that thou, O God, may be glorified in heaven, so on earth, that thy enemies may be subdued, for thine is the honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. The kingdom of God is on earth, folks. We're living in it. We may not recognize it. And for the kingdom of heaven to come, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, the kingdom of God must go forth. That's us. I'd like to call your attention to all of the announcements in the bulletin this morning, but particularly on the back side, if you have that handy. It says Waldo Care, Share, and Prayer Support Group. And then in the next sentence, it says our support group. That word our is referring to Waldo. It's not referring to the particular meeting. This is an avenue that's open to all of us, and you don't have to go to the meetings whenever they're held. We're all a part of this Care, Share, and Prayer Support Group because we all have something that we can do to help minister to the needs of others. It doesn't take much to make a phone call or a visit or send a card. How many people in our branch do you know by name? Try something that's fun and interesting sometime. Just get out your directory and call a person. If you don't have any idea who they are, introduce yourself. Tell them that you go to Waldo. Get to know them over the phone. Who knows what kind of ministry that can provide. We realize in some of these classes that we're having that everybody's not interested in the particular topic that may be listed for that day. But again, don't give up on that. If you have a special interest in something, you can get a class started in your own home. Some of you are not available in the daytime, and we understand that. You can have a class or something in your home at night. So don't be limited just by this class and the days that and times that we have listed there. Go above and beyond that. You know, many times when we come to church, we talk about this being the service. We came to the 11 o'clock service. Well, you didn't come to the 11 o'clock service this morning. You came to the 11 o'clock meeting. When you walk out those doors, that's when the service starts. Because then that's when we become involved. We've come here, we've been challenged, we've heard things that we can do and should be doing. But when we walk out that door, that will be up to us as to how we're going to do that. You know, ministry is giving and receiving. Sometimes we are to give, sometimes we are to receive. Keep that in mind. I don't know if you're aware of the physical condition of Waldo Avenue. We have a lot of our members that are sick. Many with the dreaded disease of cancer. Many have gone through it. Many are in it. Others will go through it. What are we doing to reach out to them? What are we doing to provide ministry? You know, I've been guilty in the past of saying, well, if you need anything, call. A sick person is not going to call you because they think it's going to be an imposing upon you. If you really want to offer ministry to somebody, just go knock on their door. Or give them a call and say, I'm going to be in the neighborhood. I'd like to drop off this or drop that, or I'd just like to sit and chat with you for a while. And I can tell you, having experience with Sharon, it's the visits that mean a lot more. Because sometimes when a person becomes ill, they kind of withdraw because they're sick, and others withdraw from them. And the best medicine is a friendly visit, face to face. And you know, cancer's not contagious, brothers and sisters. You don't have to be afraid of it. Reach out. Go visit. Call. Talk. The cards are nice. The food is nice. The visits are what sick people need. And granted, there will be some that say, I don't want any visitors. Well, if they say that, you honor that. But don't be afraid. And what do you talk about? People say, well, I don't know what to say. What would you say if they were healthy? You talk about the love of God. You share your testimonies. You talk about the things that mean something in your life. You don't have to dwell on the idea of disease and death. Opportunities for ministry are there, folks. And I know I've been as guilty in the past as anyone of neglecting. But again, the past is the past. From this second on is the future. And if we are to be a part of God's kingdom, then it will be up to us to share this love that Brother Neil talked about last week and also the things that Brother McKitty has talked about today. The other item that I wanted to mention is the Conference of Restoration Elders Priesthood Worship Experience at Kirtland. It's only 4 weeks away. If any of you brethren of the priesthood are interested in that, there are registration forms out in the foyer. We appreciate you being here today, and God bless each one of you as we go forth. Let's close with our final hymn.
Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer as our time comes to a close of being able to gather together and worship and to be challenged by the spoken word. Father, we would uphold those that could not be here this day because of affliction. We would uphold those that could not be here because of giving ministry in other places. And Father, there were others probably for other reasons that could not be here. We pray that you would be mindful of them, that your blessings might be on them. Father, we, as we go forward, we seek for thy goodness. We seek that we might be delivered from the forces of the evil one, that we might do that. You would have us do. May your good spirit go with us. We pray in Jesus' name.